Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here. This is the final hour of Free Talk Live, the 38th most important talk show in the nation. We just got the Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list out today, and Free Talk Live has moved up the charts yet again.
Is it measured by the weight of the host?
Sadly, the weight of this host has gone up over the course of the last year.
Do the little carb thing, dude. I dropped like 45 pounds, man.
Yeah, just stop eating carbs.
Yeah, just stop with the carbs. Just eat fat and protein, and you will lose weight.
Pizza, you know, like I really like pizza.
I haven't had pizza in months, and I want to so badly.
I suppose I could give up pizza for a limited period of time and then have like a cheat day or something. I've heard about those things. But yeah, I do need to lose some weight. I still haven't got out of my 36s. I understand there are a lot of people out there that are like, 36s? You jerk. You're not fat. Okay, I hope you die.
Yeah, right? I long for the days of the 36s.
So, but I mean, you know, for me, it makes it no, you know, it's no great thing. But we have moved up the charts of the Heavy 100 throughout the years, and we're excited about that. It's nice to be to go from 42. I like the number 42 because it's the life, the meaning of life, the universe, and everything.
42 is the meaning of life?
Yeah, yeah. Apparently you're not a fan of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I've never read
it. No. So that's it. It's sort of a nonsense answer, right?
Yeah, it sure is.
but it's very clever. Anyway, we were 42, we moved up to 38, and that's cool. And we've really moved up the charts since 2009. We started at number 97.
And your Facebook has been booming too. I see you post the screenshots of that to the AMP group, which you can get into for just $5 a month.
That's right. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to, I'm not even sure how to pronounce this name, so I'm not gonna. Calling in from Massachusetts. Who is this?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Ramel.
Ramel?
Yes.
Welcome to Free Talk Live, Ramel. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mark. I want to talk about, like, textbooks and, like, specifically, like, something like a person like Sir Isaac Newton or, like, someone like Leonardo da Vinci or all the other great geniuses in the world. But then we have, like, elementary school, junior high school, and then high school textbooks. And each and every year, it pretty much, you know, put out a new textbook. But yet, when you look at something like math, the order of operation in, like, math, it doesn't change. And so each and every year they put out these new textbooks, and basically they're just feeding us an illusion that they're giving, you know, kids an education. However, you know, what's really happening is that's the money-making monopoly of these big, you know, publishing companies to hold everyone in a box and to not really let us, you know, truly become our own geniuses.
Yeah, well, that's state-run academia for you. And I'll just say I'm a little bit disappointed. At first, I thought he said textbooks, and I thought that was going to be really interesting. I mean, you talk about textbooks, and no, I'm sorry, I just wanted to make the reference. But yeah, it's a scam put on by government-run and in the case of higher education, government-subsidized, where they're just throwing these costs completely out of control, and they're doing it on purpose.
Well, I wouldn't claim that. You know, that a school shouldn't have textbooks, but I would claim that, for instance, algebra hasn't changed much since I was a kid. So perhaps we'd only need new textbooks, say every 10 years or something like that, rather than every year. In college, they really get these kids on things with, you know, a new a new version of the textbook every year for no good reason at all, costing $150 sometimes, ridiculous amounts of money.
Exactly. It's completely ridiculous what goes on with the textbooks, that they're creating a new textbook for the sake of making a new textbook and basically compelling you to buy it. And in the case of, you know, public education, that this is happening and it's being paid for with tax dollars, and there's absolutely no purpose to it whatsoever. And why do we actually need a textbook in the first place?
Like, okay, I want to hear this.
It's 2015. What do we need hundreds of pages of paper for? That for the cost of one of these textbooks, you could buy a tablet and put all of the information on that tablet.
Because the kids will break those, too, I would think would be the first thing.
Well, they can also, you know, set their books on fire and spill beer on them, but we expect them to figure this out, right?
Not like I never did it. I think that, you know, all this really comes down to the problem of, government schools. The people being forced to pay for an organization that basically has a monopoly that... Go ahead, Ramel.
And doesn't it, go into, like, with these things like charter schools and homeschooling and, like, you know, if you're homeschooled, it's, like, you're going to get and you're going to know the order of operation, and especially math, because once you mess up the order of operation, I'm talking when you get to high levels of math, like you said, algebra, obviously, like, calculus and et cetera. And just simply, like, I wasn't taught, like, calculus, a simple definition. It's the study of things infinitesimally small and infinitely big. And then that's just a simple, you know, way of putting it. But you know what I'm saying, where there's the operation, and each and every day they should be trying to get, you know, one concept through. And you know that kids are going to, you know, not get a concept. It's going to take, you know, a week or two or whatever to get it. But then,
well, I don't think they get it anyway. I look at Facebook on a relatively regular basis, and it seems like if you scroll enough, you'll find a meme where somebody's asking you a math question that involves the order of operations. And
I hate those, by the way. Like, what really, Facebook? Like, this is what it's come down to? Like, it's not bad enough that you're posting pictures of your breakfast, now you're giving me math homework?
But the people, you look at the answers, and they're getting them wrong constantly. I was taught in ninth grade in Algebra 1. In Mr. Turner's class, Pretty Please My Dear Aunt Sally. And, you know, it stuck with me. It's powers and parentheses, multiplication and division. Aunt Sally is addition and subtraction. So it basically goes in that way.
Right. And if you have to come up with a new textbook to explain that to somebody, it doesn't. I mean, look, if somebody comes up with a better way to say it, fine, right? But I have a hard time believing that there's a necessity.
It doesn't need to be better if I can remember it.
For a new one every year, right? I mean, you could have a different way of wording something to explain something better. I would say that we probably word what I think are very simple concepts of liberty perhaps better than some podcasts out there, right? I mean, so people might have a better way of explaining something to somebody, but frankly. If you're coming up with a new order of operations, if you're coming up with new ways to solve math problems, your textbook probably isn't very good.
Well, that's what I mean. Where, like, that's the whole point. It's like they're not giving you the information that's...
For history, how many, like, let's make a new history book. Like, did the history change? Like, why do I need a history book for 2015?
Right. Maybe
it's ridiculous.
The 90s addendum, but that's really about it, right?
Exactly. They want to leave out history. And here's a quick question. Like, I called in Mark, and I'm in the process of uploading the video. I don't know if you can hear me.
I can hear you. I'm still focusing on how you pronounce my name and then realize that you are from Mass. Go ahead.
Yeah. I called in the other day, and I was talking about The Rock, and you were like, yeah, go buy The Rock there. And I'm in the process of uploading another video. And I would like you to take a closer look at not right now, but...
Send me an email at mark@freetalklive.com. But, I agreed with you as far as that Rock goes. I think that thing might be historic.
Rocks.
Anyway, appreciate the call, Ramel. 855-450-FREE.
Rock Talk Live.
You going to admit that some rocks are more significant than other rocks?
Yeah, I've heard that some rocks were embarked on insane marketing campaigns to make them requirements for marriage.
I'm talking about bigger ones than that, but Plymouth Rock is a pretty famous rock, right? Like, that might be a historic thing.
Yeah, it's a scam, but...
There you go.
It's historic, all right.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarheit. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox, seedsman, Mike Knox, author, Gayla Pruitt, author, Harry Cooper, food expert, Joe Acapinti, and Bill Whaley, the junk man, March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
I teased a story a little earlier, and I think we should talk about it here. It's about a kid who is going to Reed College, and he's been kicked out of class for comments that made people uncomfortable.
Well, it's probably something terrible. Like, he probably said something really, really bad, right?
Well, we'll see here in just one second, but I want to tell you about where we're going to be. Starting on Friday, it's the Texas Bitcoin Conference. They have a sort of mixer the night before on Friday, so it's Wednesday now. It's just going to be a couple of days. And then on Saturday and Sunday, they're going to have the main event. They're going to have great speakers like Simbala Nair, that's the architect of IBM's blockchain technology, and George Gilder. He's the famous investor, economist, and author. And quite a few Bitcoin luminaries, including Anthony DiOrio, Charlie Shrim, Robert Murphy, Jason King, David Johnston, just to name a few. Of course, Free Talk Live is going to be there. And I think what most importantly is the second annual $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. This is a hackathon where they give away $1 million to the very best idea. That means there's going to be a lot of good ideas, and people are going to be trying very hard to win. TexasBitcoinConference.com. I think you can still get tickets. If you use coupon code FTL, it's $125. Cheap. Cheap. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Come and check it out. We're going to be there. We'd love to see you. So, this is coming from BuzzFeed. Reed College, a small liberal arts school in Portland, Oregon, attracts students who want to speak their mind. But when Jeremiah True wouldn't stop talking about his controversial opinions on sexual assault in his required freshman humanities course, his professor banned him from the discussion segment of the class for the remainder of the segment. Semester. The 19-year-old told BuzzFeed News that his professor, Pancho Savary, warned him repeatedly that his views made his classmates uncomfortable before he told him on March the 14th in an email that he was no longer welcome to participate in the conference section of his Humanities 110 lecture seminar class. Please know that it was a difficult decision for me to make and one that I have never made before. Nevertheless, in light of the serious stress you have caused your classmates, I feel that I have no other choice, he wrote in the email. True, whose Facebook page says he studies how to annoy people at Reed, takes pride in challenging his classmates' opinions. Nothing wrong with somebody who's going to challenge your opinions, right?
Right. Nothing wrong with challenging opinions. I mean, it's interesting. I'm interested to hear what his views on sexual assault are. I mean, if he was going in there and saying, hey, rape is awesome, we should all engage in this behavior, like, I could see him getting kicked out of class for that.
True said he sparred with his classmates over discussion topics related to ancient Greece and Rome, such as the patriarchal belief that logic is more important than emotion.
Patriarchal, so logic being more important than emotion is a patriarchal belief.
It's a belief of people that value logic over emotion.
Well,
but do you see how that might be considered patriarchal?
Well, I can.
He's kicked out for making people feel bad.
Well, I can see why people see that as patriarchal, and I think that it speaks to the downfall of human society that we're being put in a position where I was watching a very interesting Stephen Molyneux video earlier today, and he was talking about education. He talks about different schools of thought where on one side the evidence bends to the theory, and on the other side the theory bends to the evidence.
Yeah.
And I'm a firm believer in the theory bending to the evidence, because if you've got proof of something, if something is proven factually incorrect, then you should probably change your opinion. And other people don't feel that way. They feel that they need to go out and find evidence to support their feelings. And that's destructive, because when you make decisions based upon bad evidence, you have bad outcomes.
Yeah. So, this is crazy. Okay, so anyway, and his analysis of Lucretia's rape, I'm not familiar with this, but I probably should be. It was questioning the widely shared and often debated statistic that one in five women in college are sexually assaulted.
I don't know why that statistic is still debated, because it's complete nonsense. It's just factually incorrect.
I don't know much about it, but what I find terms like sexually assaulted, you know, sometimes these terms can be massaged, you know. Like,
well, of course, yeah.
If, you know, has 1 in 5 women on a college campus been made to feel uncomfortable? Probably.
I would say that probably 5 in 5 women on a college campus have been made to feel uncomfortable at some point.
Yep.
And that's not assault. And that's why I'm so sick of these people who go and do ridiculous things to the English language. It's infuriating. You make words mean nothing, then don't be surprised when we're having bad outcomes, because we can't communicate, because you people are mutilating the language.
You know, I mean, I think that to some extent you have to agree on the language before we start, and that's really the difficulty with sort of statistics, especially statistics like this, is I'm sure 1 in 5 women have had their fanny pinched or something like that. And I'm not trying to say, I've had mine. I've been in a club, and I've had women grab my crotch from the front. So, I mean, I get where we're coming from here, and I do understand that I'm stronger than them, so I'm not going to feel as threatened as perhaps they might, but I just want to make sure that we're clear that fanny pinching isn't the same as having your face bludgeoned with a rock while you're being raped. Like, these are different things. And this is what this young man said. He says it doesn't serve actual rape victims to overinflate numbers. Right? Like,
these people are downplaying the seriousness of the violent crime of taking a woman against her will. You know, they go into this whole this rape culture thing as if it's just socially acceptable to drag a woman behind a dumpster and pound on her while she screams for help. That's not the world that you live in. And when you say that it is, you downplay the seriousness of what's actually happening to people.
He says his rejection of the term rape culture is what led him to getting banned.
Oh, of course. That got me kicked off of a college campus.
I'm critical of the idea of rape culture because it doesn't exist, he wrote in a lengthy email to Savory explaining his perspectives that he has also posted online. We live in a society that hates rape, but it also hasn't optimized the best way to handle rape. Changing the legal definition to rape is a slippery slope. If sexual assault becomes qualified as rape, what happens next? What happens when we can, what else will happen when we can legally redefine what becomes rape? Why would we want to inflate the numbers of rape in our society? And
the reason that you do that is because you're a feminist psychopath who wants to demonize masculinity in the male gender. That's why you do it. Because you say rape is a crime that men commit, and all men are rapists, and all sex is rape, and all the lunatic things that we hear coming out of these people's mouths, and spewing this nonsense. It's misandry. It's absolutely worse than any number of examples.
855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. This live edition of Free Talk Live, use LRN.FM if that's what you prefer. Of course, it has to be open, and it's not right now. 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the story out of from BuzzFeed.com of this kid who has been banned from his humanities class, the discussion portion of his humanities class.
What is a humanities class, do you know?
I don't know. I mean, it sounds like a largely useless course.
Yeah, it sounds to me like one of these things that like somebody goes and takes and then gets out of college and is like, why can't I get a job? I took a humanities class.
Well, I mean, I don't have a problem with classes about literature and stuff like that as sort of a general education if that's what people want to have. I do think, however, that you can probably get a more focused education that you will remember better simply by studying on the internet or going to work for a company in many cases.
It sounds to me like this kid did some studying because he sounds like he's on point. He doubts this rape culture garbage. He thinks that favoring logic over emotion is not necessarily male oppression of women. It sounds like this guy's pretty smart.
Now, okay, so this rape culture is a pervasive, this idea of rape culture is pretty pervasive. I tend to think if an idea is pervasive that it may have some merit. No one has called in and ever explained it to me in a fashion that I can sort of internalize. To me, what I see rape culture as is simply, right, you're talking about the, I think the best example that I've heard so far is the Steubenville rape case, right? This is a high school kids, high school boys that were on the football team raped a girl who was from like out of town or something like that, and the locals, basically the school and the government, kind of pushed it under the rug because they couldn't find enough evidence, that kind of thing. And you've got to consider this is in a world where right after the Duke lacrosse rape situation, not right after, but you know after that, you find out that, oh, yeah, maybe we can have a lynch mob mentality and go after young men. So, I mean, you got to look at it in that light, and I think that's a fair light to look at it. But it's really got to stink to get raped and then not have the authorities come after you. There's a story that just came out recently of an 11-year-old girl who got raped and got thrown in jail for basically reporting it because she wasn't very good at talking about what happened. She's 11. So there's that one side of it. But the other side of it is that if this was a situation of assault and it was a young man from out of town that got beaten up by a bunch of football players, do you think it would have been addressed any other way?
Well, that's the thing. It's sort of, the way a criminal justice system is supposed to function is that you don't put people in prison unless you've got evidence, and unfortunately, so many people want to change that, and this is the logic.
But that's not going to make anything better, right? Like, that's only going to make it worse for everybody if we throw people in jail without having probable cause and stuff like that. Like, there's an accusation. The accusation's terrible because it was rape. Throwing somebody in jail because of a terrible accusation isn't going to make the world better. But here's the point that I want to make is that it's not that I disbelieve the idea of rape culture. It's that I believe that it is a lesser-included aspect of violence culture. That the violence that exists in the world is largely perpetrated against men, not women, and that rape is somehow exalted or the opposite of exalted among crimes, and that somehow we're to believe that it's, somehow worse. The murderers in the world, it's not called a violence culture because men are and women aren't vilified because men tend to be killed. Men tend to do the killing, too. But what does that have to do? What am I with a Y chromosome? How am I related to that? How does the patriarchy spring from me? Like, I just don't get these things. And somebody needs to explain them better than they've explained them to me because I just don't get it.
But they are not going to explain it because it doesn't have an explanation.
They clearly don't want to explain it to this kid.
They can't have their ideas challenged. And this is what Dalek was talking about when he called in. If you challenge them, they do not stand up to the challenge. They do not debate you. They do not have an argument. They expel you. They say, no, we're not going to have this conversation because you are obligated to agree with me because I feel as though I am right.
I think that's what that's so far. I'm not going to assume that you're correct on that, but so I'm left with few conclusions besides what you're saying.
Well, literally, what you ever hear this term mansplain, right?
Yes.
These women they bring up, or these feminists that are even men, right? They bring up these ridiculous, absurd points. You tell them why their point is complete nonsense, and they call that mansplaining, and that is sexism to them. It's sick. It's anti-reason.
Well, you're going to have to explain. Like, that's true. Like, if the ideas of logic are patriarchal to the ideas of emotion, then guilty. Okay? Then, you're never going to have me on your side because you can't address things via logic.
If logic is patriarchy, then bring on the patriarchy, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm sick of this nonsense.
If you have to run to a point like that, it's just basically saying, I don't care about reason, I care about emotion, and it destroys your point. Let's go to Tommy in Glasgow. Tommy, you're on Free Talk Live.
They may take our lives, but they'll never take our Chris Cantwell.
they might just take me, buddy. They've taken me before. I've been locked up twice, man. Don't jinx me.
Aliens, is that, or is that just a polis?
What?
Was that English?
Was that aliens that took you, or was that the police?
Oh, it was the police. I haven't been abducted by aliens just yet, but I'll make sure and talk about it on the show if
it
happens.
You look like you could take a good probing.
You've not taken enough drugs then. You're not taking the right ones then. But listen, the point I would like to make, it was something that you said, not on this show, Chris, but it was something about a week ago, and you mentioned about Greece.
Yeah.
And you said, I can't remember the exact quote, but it never offended me, but I just wanted to take issue with it regarding Greece, how they brought, I think it was regarding how they brought this upon themselves or what they're doing. I mean, are you fully up to speed with the full situation and what has happened in Greece just now?
I don't know if something came out in the news today. I understand that basically Greece is the voters of Greece tend to vote left, and that creates havoc on an economy.
Ah, see, right, okay. Now we'll go on that basis. You say vote left, and they voted in what you would call anti-austerity government. And yeah. That's a government who is now in place, you would call leftist. But the people have voted them in, so that's a democratic...
Describing themselves, by the way, as Marxist, like the guy that's...
If they call themselves alien and they come from outer space, if the people in that... land who make out the vote them in, then shouldn't that government be allowed to go about their business without outside your influence? Now, well, that doesn't happen in this world, sadly, because of, not because of your people in that country, but your government, the government of the United States of America, Pax Americana, the government that rules the world, the police force that can go in and undermine the will of the people. And so... What
I thought it was the EU that was telling the government of Greece that they had to pay.
On that level, yes. But just on the basis of what Chris's argument was, the leftist government in Greece is causing a problem for the people. When the problem has been caused, when Goldman Sachs went in and fudged the books and said, we'll do the books and enable Greece to join this giant superpower. The Deutsche Bank became the Bundesbank became the EU, and then countries like Greece, Spain, Italy, Ireland, the way the accounts were fudged for they allowed them to join it, this was a major problem. And so you can't go blaming the leftist government or the people who vote in a leftist government say, oh, all the problems in Greece are happening because of the leftists. It wasn't a leftist government, a Marxist government who was in power 10, 15 years ago when Greece was frog-marched into that.
Greece wasn't exactly governed by anarcho-capitalists prior to Syriza coming into power.
That's pushing
it. It was a capitalist system.
Everything's a capitalist system, right?
Can I come back on this?
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV up to upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here. We might be able to squeeze you in the final segment. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
Want to tell you about the AMP program real quick. We, on Free Talk Live, we do something different than other talk shows do. It's the reason we were recently named the 38th most important talk show in... By recently, I mean today, in the world. And I guess it's in the U.S. because they don't really give international radio guys. So call it in the U.S. It's because what we do here on Free Talk Live is we don't take the issues from a right or left standpoint. We take them from a pro-liberty standpoint. And that makes us unique among radio shows. If you like that we can spread the ideas of liberty efficiently compared to what many other liberty organizations out there, consider becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. What we do is we take that money and we get ourselves on more radio stations. It does not go to paychecks. It does not go to parties. It doesn't go to anything like that. It goes to getting us on more radio stations. It's amp.freetalklive.com. You get some perks. There's an amp-only call-in line. There's the AMP forum on Facebook, which is really awesome. Many people probably would do it just for that after you get a chance to enjoy it. Amp.freetalklive.com. In the last segment, we had Tommy from Glasgow call in, and we're sort of discussing what is the problem with many of these countries in Europe, like Ireland and Greece and these sorts of things. And what we had talked about on the show maybe a couple weeks ago, Cantwell, was that many of the policies that Greece currently has, refuses to change, are resulting in them going down the tubes financially. Tommy is taking issue with that, and let's bring him back on the air. Tommy, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I'm taking issue with that, and also taking issue. Well, the issue that I'm taking, you know, to blame the people who have voted for what you call a leftist. Now, I'm not a leftist or a rightist. I'm a completist. I try to see the complete picture. So I'm not going to blame any party other than the people to get the truth out. If you believe in liberty, then you have to address the truth and get this out. And there's people out there. I mean, Chris was talking earlier on when you phone, you know, to people who have not got the right argument, they'll deflect and they'll talk about you something else, anything other than the right issue. And so the right issue to talk about, and it's how countries in Europe, outlying, you know, the Nordic, the northern countries of Germany, France, and Holland, out with these countries, there's people starving in Greece, and the people in Germany are saying, you know, we don't care about them, let them starve, as long as they pay their debt to us, let them starve. That is the situation in Europe just now. In Greece, people are starving, people are suffering, the suicide rates, the mortality rates in Greece.
Well, wait a second, Tommy. So, Tommy, I understand that you're trying to drive home a point, but we've sort of got to have a two-way discussion here. You have a bad economy in Greece for a reason. People have been voting for policies that are bad for the economy, and they keep on telling themselves the U.S. isn't far behind them. Then you have this situation. Excuse me for a second, Tommy.
Can I address that issue you said there? The policies that have been inflicted upon the Greece people are coming out with Greece. They're coming from Germany, who's dictating to that country.
Yeah, now they're being dictated to because they've borrowed a bunch of money. And when you borrow money...
No, it's not as complicated as you're trying to make it out to be.
What are they doing besides borrowing money?
No, hold on. If someone, like they called it, what happened there, the subprime, if someone hasn't got a job and has no means to pay a loan, if you give them 100,000, you can't really blame the person who's sitting there with not a job. If he says, yeah, cool, I'll take the 100,000.
But you can if they won't get a job after that.
But hold on. If Greece is suddenly given billions as it was through Goldman Sachs, through the loans and the money that was given, and knowing quite well that it's not going to be able to pay it, then this is predatory banking. Now, if you walked into a bank in the UK up to about 10 years ago, 15 years ago, if you had a pulse, they would instantly give you a loan of 5,000, 10,000. They would remortgage you. They would give you more money in your house. You could self-certificate. You could say whatever you earn.
What's the predatory aspect of this? This is what I need to know, Tommy. There's no predatory aspect. Greece continues not to pay. And now what they want to do, what these people, can we drop them? We need to make a point here.
Let him answer this. What is the predatory aspect?
You want to drop me? You want to drop me because you can't handle the last bit?
No, because you talk over the host of the program, Tommy, and we've got very few minutes left of the program. So I need to be able to respond to what you're saying, and you keep on saying other things. So listen to me for a second. Can you hang up on him, please? And then you want to call into some garbage podcast, and then I don't have to worry about commercial breaks. You can't talk over the host. That's not how it works. So now
hold on, please.
Shut him up while I try to make a point. This is infuriating, Mark. I can't deal with this stuff. Listen, in Free Talk Live doesn't mean that you get to call up and take over the airwaves. You don't literally get to take over the airwaves. I have to be able to make a point. So if you're going to scream about predatory lending, okay, the government of Greece is borrowing money because it is spending money. And it is spending money because the people of that country keep on electing people who tell them that spending money will increase the quality of your lives. Everything that we know about economics says that is completely false. It has happened countless times throughout human history, and it continues to fail. And if the people there are going to continue to insist on policies that are going to destroy their economy, then I have very little sympathy for that. Tommy?
You don't know what's going on in Greece. You do not know what's going on in Greece.
I know what's going on in Greece. I think far better than you do, because you don't. You haven't made an economic argument. You're just saying that Goldman Sachs is going
through. There's a Nazi regime in Germany forcing people to starve in a country.
They're forcing them to pay their debts.
That is a reality.
They can step out of the EU any time, can't they?
People in this country. Nazism done it 60 years ago. It's still alive and well.
Can't they step out of the EU anytime they want?
The Nazis are responsible for the Greek government borrowing money that it can't afford to pay.
Well, there's a country, there's an example, there's a country called Iceland who's not part of the EU.
That's
they
true.
Took the normal steps. What happens when a country has to default, it's currently defaults, and then what happens, it goes down the road within about 6 months to a year, it rebounds because external investment realises, hey, this rate of interest is good for us to do. And so what happened, countries like Greece and Ireland are being tied to the Bundesbank, to the Germans. They've been tied to a Nazi system of oppression where they can't get out.
Wait, Tommy. Look, I agree with you on Iceland. Iceland did exactly the right thing. Ireland and Greece could have done it anytime they want. Ireland and Greece could say, I am sick and tired of this EU thing. This is what he's talking about, Tommy. When he says that you're trying to talk over the host, that's what he's talking about right here. The people of Ireland and the people of Greece could say, we are sick and tired of this. We're leaving the EU. As a matter of fact, they could pick up and move to Iceland if they wanted to, and they refused to do that. I don't understand this Nazi thing you're talking about, because it looks to me like they had this flagrant spending beforehand. They went into debt. They got a big loan. They continued flagrant spending. And then now they're upset about it.
And when they had to go into austerity to pay their bills, they rioted in the street and elected a government that promised to raise minimum wages and increase spending when they didn't have the money to do it.
Iceland is not in the EU.
No, I didn't say it was. I'm talking about Greece.
Yes. So they went in it. So Greece, all these countries are tied to the economy of Germany. So using the same interest rate.
Yeah, because they're borrowing the money from Germany.
No, but hold on. The problem has been that these countries should have never been allowed to go in an economic union. Britain never joined the economic union because our Chancellor, Gordon Brown, at the States, there's five criteria.
Hello? Hello, Tommy?
Criteria. Oh. Then it can't join it. Right, so Britain never joined it because it didn't meet the five economic criteria. The other countries, this is what happened. They fudged the economy so that they could join it. And it was never a proper economy. It was never a proper stable setup and was always prone to crash. So that's why I'm calling it a Nazi regime.
I get that.
That's why I'm calling it a Nazi regime.
Well, I don't know that makes the Germans Nazis.
But this is what he's doing. He's calling it Nazism in order to distract from the issue that the Greek government spends more than it has.
No,
that's how you crash your economy. It's not a difficult thing that if you borrow money that you can't afford to pay back, that you're going to have a bad outcome. And the thing is that if you're going to continue to do things that are going to be destructive of the economy, like minimum wage laws and that sort of thing, then you're going to have bad outcomes. There's no two ways about it.
Singapore and Hong Kong both had really crappy economies and built them out of nothing with good economic policies. This still looks like bad economic policies to me, Tommy. I do encourage you in the future to talk to us about this. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. It's 855. Why am I giving out the number? Thanks so much for listening to Free Talk Live. It's you can check us out at freetalklive.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.